Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle till 10 o'clock. Oren coming up at the top of the hour. I did something today for the first time ever, and I can't believe now after having done it that I hadn't done it sooner. I'll explain exactly what that is coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, let's hear from the head coach of your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at the ACC Media Days, Brent Key. He joined Dukes and Bell. And the guys were talking to him about expectations, growth, and what this team needs to do in 2025.
We've taken a lot of steps. You know, I think it's more of a jump we need to take, right?
Right.
You know, it's one of the things that, you know, you can't predict what's going to happen, you know, results of games, all that kind of stuff. But I do feel like this is the best squad we've had, the most depth we've had. You know, love the way the team's come together over the summer. The new faces that have added in and really bought into what we do and how we do it. So I'm excited.
Coach Key, I heard you talking about the senior class. Experience matters, right? I've always been big on this. I mean, it's something you guys, I'm talking about just the coaching industry, especially in college football, you know, because guys are jumping around, but experience matters. You got a bunch of seniors coming back. Talk about this senior class and the leadership it's provided for your program.
Yeah, you know, for the first time, the senior class will be the leadership committee, will be the leadership group. And, you know, it's very rare to have, you know, 27 seniors, especially now, this day and age. And not all of them are starters. They're not. And, you know, but it allows those guys to have a voice in leadership and be able to back the guys that are the vocal ones in front of everybody. And, you know, you say experience matters. I mean, my goodness, you know, some of the when you go through the retention phase, you know, of the year, some of the most valuable guys we were able to retain are the guys, you know, that third, you know, that O-lineman that's third year in the program, or the linebacker that's in his third or fourth year in the program, and, you know, the DB, they might not be a starter, but they know how you do things. They know, you know, how you go about your business. I mean, they worked and trained, and those are the most valuable pieces that people don't even know their names. They're the guys that give you that stability, though.
We know you've been hitting the recruiting trail as Brent Key joins us, guys, from up in Charlotte at ACC Media Days. Got 19th for last year for the 25 class, and obviously you got some big names cooking, plus the transfer portal. How important is that, and how important are the transfers that you brought in going to be this year?
Yeah, you know, the transfers are important because no different than free agency in the NFL. And I've said it a couple times now, we've got to get out of this notion of saying, oh, you lost somebody in the portal. I mean, people don't say, well, you lost this guy in free agency. And they chose to take a different deal. And then you have to decide what's the best fit for your team. And, you know, that's the fun part of it, guys. I mean, I'm having a blast with that part. It's true essence. You know, I read the book Moneyball back in, you know, what, 2005, I think. I put it away. I think I've read it twice in the last year since. Just because it excites me. And, you know, we brought 25 transfers in and, you know, to supplement, fill holes. You know, it's not always the marquee guy that you might hear. I mean, it's guys that are pivotal roles on the team that you have to get better. You know, so many people focus on the top 10 players on the team now with, you know, with rev share and NIL and all these different things. They're trying to get the top player at this position and this position, which we're trying to do that too, but we're also trying to elevate the bottom third of our roster every year. All right, we're trying to improve that bottom third because that's just going to elevate the basement of your program. And that's how we focused. And we wanted guys we brought in the program that had experience on the field playing. I didn't want to bring guys in that, had set the bench for 2 years somewhere and were unhappy. So, I mean, we brought in guys that had experience and really good playing experience.
Coach Brent Key joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is ACC Media Days. Brent Key spoke to the media today. He's joining us from up there in Charlotte. Coach, you talked about back-to-back winning seasons. You talked about the bowl games and, you know, first time in over a decade. You went 5-0 at home last year. You do have a lot to build on, but I believe it starts with Haynes King. Tell us what you are preaching to your quarterback this upcoming season.
Be yourself. Be who you are. Have confidence. You don't have to be the leader all the time, every time now, because we have a lot of guys that lead around them. I think there was a big part of, you know, especially in year one, and it bled over into year two a little bit until he got hurt, where if things weren't necessarily going great, everybody just looked at Haynes and expected Haynes to lift the team. And, you know, but now that's not the case. And I think we learned that as the season went on. We have other players that can make plays, and it's everyone else's responsibility to do their part. You can't just look at one person and put all that pressure on him. That's it, because then when it when it doesn't happen, you don't get the result you wanted, it's even worse. So, you know, I think him seeing there's other people around him that are going to rise up and say, hey, I want to put it on me. Put it on me. And that helps really relax him and lets him be comfortable and play his game.
Coach Brent Key with us, guys. Of course, played under George O'Leary, coached with Nick Saban, knows about physicality in the trenches. I know you brought in some in the portal on the defense to get after the quarterback. Is this going to be a nasty offensive line?
Does a bear poop in the woods?
I know I loaded that one up for you, but you want to run the football as well, don't you?
That one, dog.
Right.
I could have said a lot of other things. That was very PG rated.
Yes,
for you.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Coach, you said today when I guess asked about George, it made me laugh because this is prototypical Brent Key. You said I'm paraphrasing, but you said I don't give a damn. I could care less where the game is because you were asked about it being at Mercedes Benz. It doesn't. You said it doesn't matter where we play these guys, right?
I mean, it's what 3:30 right now.
Yeah.
3:30 right now. We'll be back by 4:30. We'll line up and play anybody that can in Piedmont Park.
We'll go down to Piedmont.
Yeah, I mean, 8 overtimes last year was something, and much was made about you, you know, talking with Kirby as only 2 coaches have been through the wars, you know, that stuff. But, I mean, this is one where, you know, you played on Georgia Tech teams that were able to make it a true rivalry. And I think that's what everybody thought you're on the cusp of or thinks you're on the cusp of right now with Tech versus Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, it is a rivalry game, but it's been a one-sided rivalry game for a lot of years, and that was up to us. That was up to me as the head coach and our players to have people understand the importance of that game. That you know, it's one of the greatest rivalries in the country. And you know, I don't think there's a rivalry game that was played last year that, you know, regardless of the outcome of the football game, which you know, hearing about it today is maybe just just sick and ill at my stomach right now. Mm. So good luck to people I got to see tomorrow. But it's one of those things that at the end of the game, you didn't see the fighting. You didn't see the flag planting. You saw respect.
Right.
And look, I got mad respect for Kirby and everybody on that staff. I know our coaches do. I know that's reciprocated. And then our players have respect for each other both ways. They grew up playing together in the epicenter, the heart of in the state of Georgia, and the heart of college football. So – there's respect and all that and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it didn't change what we're trying to do and what we want to do and what we work to do every single day.
Coach, you lost Jay Batt. He hired you, and you know, we wish him nothing but the best. Is that going to have?
We didn't lose him. I know where he's at.
Well, yes, this is true. We can call him, but he is not at Georgia Tech anymore. But is this going to affect you in any way or the program? Because it felt like Jay and you were on the same page. I don't know what it looks like now, but can you talk a little bit about that situation?
Yeah, you know, Jay did a great job. We had a great relationship. Still have a great relationship. He did what was best for took the opportunity that was best for him and his family. I'm never going to look down at another man for doing that. I mean, we do it as adults, but yet, you know, we want to get mad at a player for making that decision in the portal. Like, come on, we got to understand and be transparent here, whether it's adults, whether it's our athletes that we're coaching. Right, everybody's got to do what's best for them and their family, okay? And there's no hard feelings when that happens, right? But then you got to look to move. You have to move on. You can't, you know, look behind you. And then you're looking to either be equal and continue it going or be better. What you don't want to do is take a step back. And I think, you know, Dr. Cabrera and his decision to hire Ryan and the search committee and the board that were behind it, I'm so excited about the future. In the limited time I've been able to spend with him here in the first 2 weeks, so excited about the future of our entire athletics program.
Wrapping up with Coach Brent Key of Georgia Tech, and again having a great staff and guys that get the job done. Buster Faulkner gets his contract extension and a raise, and he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. You know, we're in a go earn it world, and you know, it's a great representation too for our players. You know, I want players to earn what they get. I want coaches to earn what they get. I want to be held accountable to earn, all right, what I'm able to receive, and that's the world we live in. And that's what's going to make our players and their future, and when they're done playing football, you know, really be successful. Buster's earned it. I'm so happy for him, for Tia, and his family. He loves the program. He loves the players. The players love him. He's great for the staff. He's a great friend of mine. And I only want what's best for him and his future. And he's made that decision, and we were able to reward him for it. And it just goes to show the alignment that starts at the top with Dr. Cabrera, the support we have from Dr. Cabrera to be able to do these things and support our program and improve our program. Because, you know, we're not going anywhere, guys. And this is just another, you know, big thing out there that shows that we weren't a flash in the pan or, you know, blip on the radar. I mean, we're here to stay.
Coach, I'm high on you guys. I'm telling you right now. I've been saying it publicly because I talk to people over there, enough of your coaches. Everybody's talking about the vibe, man, and everybody feels good about where this thing is. Opening night, guys, at Colorado, 8 o'clock, Friday, August 29th. Georgia Tech opens the season. Coach Key, man, good luck. We know you're going to do damage this year. Glad to have you back on the show. And as always, man, we wish you nothing but the best.
Man, I can't thank y'all enough for y'all support and friendship and what y'all do and just keeping the talk of sports in Atlanta going, because it's the greatest city in the country for sports at all levels.
It is.
Appreciate you guys.
Best of luck, brother. That's our man.
Go get him, baby. Go get him.
That is Coach Key there. Good stuff. His personality certainly starting to come out a little bit more, which we'd love to see as he continues to have sustained success there on the flats. And I agree with what Carl said at the end. I think they're going to be good this year. Again, I don't know about double-digit wins, but maybe close to that. We shall see. All right, coming up in a busy final hour of the program, I did something this afternoon for the first time, and I can't believe I waited 33 years on this earth to do it after having done it. I'll explain when we get back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app, Chris Thomas tonight.